Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
What do you know? That's who we are. Coming up in 15 minutes, we got another keyword. We'll be doing it all afternoon at 20 after. So prepare yourself. You could win $1,000. Did you get your plane tickets? Is that finally done with?
Yeah, eventually the system rebooted online, so I did it myself. I didn't call the guy in India again.
Right, but you were able to get it done.
I think so. Well, we'll see. I'll also see if they double charged me, since I put these purchases through once, and then I did it again, and there's no way to tell.
Yeah, that'd be great if you get to the gate, and then I can let you on.
That'll happen one day. But the airlines are really, really badly screwed up. It is really a horror show out there. That is a really greedy, stupid industry.
Yeah, because they book too many flights that they can't staff. They just hope they would catch up when people booked these flights months ago for the summer.
Did you see one of the airlines was offering people $10,000 to give up their seat?
But that was one story. I think it was Delta.
One
flight, one story. I did read that a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't actually see where it was.
It's a short flight.
It was somewhere.
Like Michigan to Minnesota.
Yeah, it was like not very attractive places.
No. Anyway.
Well, it's not like somebody flying to Paris. It was offered $10,000. Why would you give somebody $10,000 to give up their seat from Michigan to Minnesota?
The last flight my wife and I were on, they were offering money. And it was up to $1,000 a person. And I looked at her. I go, well, that's $2,000. That's pretty good.
Yeah, if you got flexible. I've never done that, but a couple of times I thought about it. Usually it's only hundreds. You're right.
Right.
If it gets into the thousands.
But at $2,000, I said, you know, we can just go home and leave tomorrow morning. It's not that big a deal.
Hey, you got to pay for your accommodation, so that takes.
Well, yeah, we were still in L.A. There was the flight leaving out of Los Angeles.
Oh, you see? Just go home and come back.
So we could have just gone home and come back the next day, and it was close. There was probably a day where I would have done that just for the money, but
they definitely overbooked flights, thinking that they would catch up with the workers, and that didn't happen with some of the flights.
She and I agreed if it went to $2,000 a seat, then we were bolting. $4,000 is tough to pass up.
Yeah, but it's not that many flights a day that they cancel, even though they'll tell you it's thousands of flights. You know how many flights there are?
Yeah,
it's a small percentage.
Because they're overbooked, and they let all their pilots retire. They offered all these early retirement buyouts, so the pilots went home for good.
And, well, also, this is age 65 is mandatory retirement. They're thinking about changing that.
Yeah, I think they should.
People are living longer and they're more vigorous.
You know, so. As long as you're not in Biden territory. Can you see Biden flying a plane right now?
We're going to have somebody on the show today that has or has had monkeypox. How's that for excitement?
Yeah.
Johnny, you can ask all your personal questions of this person.
Well, he's not. No, he made it clear in the piece that he's not talking about his private life. But I do want to find out about how the monkeypox is affecting his body. I mean, he wrote about it.
Well, that's what
I
meant in terms of the symptoms and the struggles with the health concerns.
Yeah, it's a guy named Matt Ford. He wrote it for Newsweek, and it's "I Have Monkeypox. This is what it's really like." And I was sitting and reading this before, and I'm going, No. I mean, it. You really don't want this.
Yeah.
But whatever you can do not to get this, then do it.
All right, so he'll be on the show later on. We're going to begin with, dippity-doo. Governor Gavin Newsom has spoken to the El Segundo Times in what you would call a very kind of softball, it's not even an interview because they just take little clips and quotes from his response. It just says, Newsom told the Times in an interview this week, it's a special by Taryn Luna, one of their staff writers, this is all about the trip to Montana. And of course, that was big news last week because Montana is on a list of states that California state workers cannot go to on official business. And what Newsom does and did, at least what they printed in this article, was classic, just absolute classic way to sort of defer or
deflect. Sort
of deflect the question, focusing on the fact that he did not go to Montana on official state business, therefore this is a non-story. And the response to that is, no, it isn't. If you are banning your it's taxpayer-financed travel to Montana and the other states because they, quote, discriminate on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation, shouldn't it be off limits for you two personally? Because you're going to do the same thing. You're going to add to their economy when you go there. The idea is to punish their economy by not visiting there. So you are a fraud. And it looks like this reporter didn't really ask him that question.
Well, of course
not. Just let him make his statement.
You'd get fired by the Times if you actually challenged this guy.
My frustration with the reporting was it expressed as a violation, but in fact it wasn't, and I thought that was wrong and unfair. The family's travel was not paid for by the state. The law specifically allows state-funded travel for the protection of public health, welfare, or safety. So that's where he's excusing using the California Highway Patrol security detail that joined him.
Well, see, here's the thing. The California Highway Patrol security detail was part of his vacation, and we did pay for that, but there is an exemption in their travel ban that allows for the protection of public health, welfare, or safety. So he took an advantage of his own loophole to take the security guards with him.
They knew that when they wrote this bill or whatever
Sure.
This is an order by his that it would exempt state officials who require security when they want to go to these states.
Because he got a list of states that didn't conform to his idea of what gender laws are supposed to be. And he says, well, we're going to ban state travel. Give me a list of those states. And he goes, hey, Montana. My in-laws are on Montana. No. Wait a second. Hold on. We gotta carve out some exemptions here. I'm going to need my armed security.
Yes, let's have the lawyers draft up, and they came up with the term protection of public health, welfare, or safety.
Mr. Gun Control Advocate has his armed patrolmen protecting him, and we pay for them to go to Montana, but if anybody else in state government goes to Montana, that's a violation.
See, here's the rest of his quote. It's a place you all know well because it's a place we go consistently. It's the family home. It was on our dime. Now, the security question, that's independent of me in every way, shape, and form. Typical Newsom, way, shape, and form.
What?
But we paid for this trip, and this is not a state-sponsored trip. No. That's the law. That's obvious and clear. A lot of nuance there. Why wasn't the follow-up question this? Do you believe, though, you were hypocritical to go to this state, even on personal pleasure trip, because you have declared it an outlaw state because of their policies.
Well, how many times?
Don't you think that's wrong, Mr. Newsom?
How many times have we
really
caught him?
That's really at the heart of the stories.
We've caught him living the hypocritical life frequently. He had that grand dinner at the French Laundry with 22 people crammed in an indoor room with no masks, and then he lied about it. We've got his kids going to summer camp, remember? When other summer camps were
closed.
And
they went back to school.
They went back
a lot
to school, and they weren't wearing masks at the summer camp, if you remember.
Right.
They got to go back to school in October of 2020 while everybody else's kid was locked out in the big city school districts for another year. So, I mean, hypocrisy is his middle name. His name is Gavin H. Newsom, and the H is for hypocrisy. That's, but, you know, he's one of these spoiled rich kids, and you know the type. They grow up thinking that they're entitled and they don't have to follow the rules that all the unwashed, dirty peasants have to follow. It's classic rich boy behavior.
And what's even worse, they named their first child Montana. Well, that just can't.
Did they really?
Yeah, they got married there in 2008 because their family's from there, and they named their first child Montana. So that sounds like a double violation. What was your second kid? Alabama. After that, you got Mississippi. But all the banned states. Newsom said he isn't naive, and he loves that stupid word. He always said, we're not going to be naive about this. Understands that Californians have a right to know when he leaves the state. But he attempts to keep some semblance of privacy. Then he plays the family card. I got a 4 kids and a wife, and I care about them, and I want them to be comfortable, blah, blah, blah. This was such a softball interview.
Know. Well, you know, you have to lubricate him up if you work for the Los Angeles Times. You're not allowed to treat him.
Oh, yeah, because he's presidential material.
Yeah, he's presidential material.
And they'll have full access when he runs.
I want to see his opponents go after him over all the homelessness and all the crime and the high taxes and the bullet train. Boy, do I want a front row seat to that. Can you imagine what they're going to do to him? Just run a montage of San Francisco and Los Angeles, the streets. Just show all the mayhem going on at the 7-Elevens this week. Put up a photo of George Gascon. Let's go over his record, because Newsom is the one who sicked Gascon on us.
Now, Newsom's done with California. He's only thinking about what's next.
Yeah, but how's he going to get out?
How's he going to get out?
Because he's got to run on what life is like in California. So how's he going to pull this off?
And that's not being received very well. I saw another story that said that the problem with Biden is, you're right, he's being directed by those progressive, really left-wing Democrats, and the American people are just saying no to that.
Right.
And Newsom's part of that.
Yeah. Well, who's going to say yes to the progressive crowd that brought us Los Angeles and San Francisco? What other state in the country is going to say, wow, I'd like more of that. Look at that. Look what's going on in San Francisco there. Woo-hoo! That's progressivism. Sign me up for that.
All right, we got more coming up. As soon as you return, you'll get the keyword for a chance at $1,000.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, for the first half of the year, there were 181 homicides in the city of Los Angeles. This is the highest number in the past 15 years. Mm-hmm. So think about that for a moment. When you hear outfits like the El Segundo Times trying to tell us, oh, there's no data to support an increase in crime.
No, there's a lot of data.
The highest since 2007.
We got a lot. The most dead bodies
in
15 years.
July and August are usually the deadliest months, so the worst may be yet to come. There were 48 homicides in July of last year. There's always this theory that when the weather gets warmer, people are outside more and they shoot each other.
Why is that? I've heard that since I was a kid. Why does warmer weather make people shoot each other?
They're cranky because they're hot and they get overheated and they get overworked and they settle their disputes with a gun.
They need to get a snow cone or something.
They
just relax. When it's hot.
Snow cone people.
There's no reason to get agitated. It's already hot enough.
Maybe a hit of drugs might be.
Get some lemonade. Sit under a tree.
We, of course, have had this story that was the big news yesterday about the 7-Elevens that got knocked off in the time span of about 5 hours. Early yesterday morning, Monday, July 11th, there was a string of robberies at 7-Elevens in SoCal. 2 people dead, 3 people wounded. You know how bad it is? The corporate headquarters told 7-Eleven stores in our region that if they want to, they can close overnight. And some of them did last night into today, just to be extra precautious about the possibility that whoever did this, and they think it might be the work of a robber or robbers in some group that have been going to these stores.
It seems like it's a coordinated attack.
Yes.
By some robbery gang. I mean, six. And they're willing to shoot to kill right off the bat. And they're doing it really, really late. I mean, these shootings are like 4, almost 5 in the morning.
That's common, though, because that's when there's less other people in the store.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a different crowd of criminal, though.
But they're
guys
a little
who
bit
are up
puzzled.
All night killing people.
There's not a lot of money to be had from a 7-Eleven. I mean, there's some cash, but, you know, people come in there with the EBT cards. And
no, 7-Elevens have been robbed for so many decades that I don't think 7-Eleven allows any of the clerks to keep very much cash in the register. I mean, I think everything is probably put into a locked safe that can't be accessed.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know. You're going to get like $82 out of the register.
So it was midnight in Ontario, then just before 2 a.m. in Upland, 3 a.m. in Riverside, 3:20 in Santa Ana. Well, you can't get from Riverside to Santa Ana in 20 minutes, so that can't be related.
Right. So
4 a.m. in Brea and just before 5 a.m. La Habra.
Right, the thing is, I get jewelry stores and robbing, you know, Prada bags, you know, all the smash and grab stuff that's been going on because you can resell that, you know, for thousands of dollars. I mean, that's a big profit. What are you going to resell at a 7-Eleven? Like a bag of potato chips? There's nothing of value in 7-Elevens, and they don't have much money in the register. And they're willing to kill over this? There's something weird about this. There's something else going on here.
Now, connected to this, another big chain is announcing it's closing 6 of its Los Angeles stores due to safety concerns, and that is the almighty Starbucks. They're closing stores in West Hollywood, Santa Monica, Mid-City, and downtown L.A. It is because of store safety incidents. Some of this has got to be the homeless.
Well,
you know?
As
they put it here, a growing mental health crisis.
Okay.
That means homeless.
You notice how the media and Starbucks is dancing around? They don't want to say it out loud. These are crazy, violent drug addicts, homeless people. These are mental patient drug addicts, homeless people. Why don't they even want to print that in their announcement? Safety issues. What?
Yes. Well, they're saying there's been drug use.
It's not just drug use. It is behavior after they ingest drugs. You have menacing, threatening, violent whack jobs who are terrifying the customers and the employees. And if one of those guys plants his fat rear end inside a Starbucks and starts yelling and screaming, what are you going to do? You got to run. No more business for the day. Nobody can sit there and have a cup of coffee or do work on their laptop. You ever been in a Starbucks when a crazy guy is in there? Everybody's got to clear out.
The Starbucks senior vice presidents Debbie Stroud and Denise Nelson wrote this sentence. This is classic. You're seeing firsthand the challenges facing our communities. Personal safety, racism, lack of access to health care, a growing mental health crisis, rising drugs and more. With stores in thousands of communities across the country, we know these challenges can at times play out within our stores, too.
They went to woke training, didn't they?
They did. They want to be very careful with the language, not to demonize any group.
It's racism?
These are societal challenges.
Starbucks have been around for decades. No Starbucks has ever closed over racism. What Starbucks?
They just gave a laundry list of issues.
Wait a second. What Starbucks closes for lack of access to health care?
That's another good one.
People show up to pay $6 for coffee.
I don't know how that would cause a Starbucks. Well,
they're not going there to get a mammogram. What is this lack of access to health care? That's got nothing to do. It's because we allow aberrant behavior. By the way, they're not closing Starbucks in the other 49 states because those governments don't allow crazy, violent, homeless people and drug addicts to run free. It's the government allowing crazy, violent drug addicts and homeless people to run free. That's what's causing this.
They're going to do new training that's going to involve active shooters, mental health, first aid training, and how to and when and how to call 911.
Oh, my God. This is like a coffee shop? Robust safety training for employees. How to de-escalate situations. Yeah. you know, your college kid takes a summer job at Starbucks, and the first thing is he's going to have to learn how to de-escalate what? Two meth addicts trying to kill each other? Oh, wow, well, that's active shooter training. Holy crap, this is insane. And this is what happens. Starbucks ought to be sitting down with Garcetti and Newsom saying, this is intolerable. We can't do business in your state. You're allowing all this mayhem, all this insanity to run free. We can't have our young employees dealing with this. We're not ambassadors.
All right, we got more coming up. All right, never too early to leave a Moist line message. It'll be back in a few days already. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. The LA County Board of Supervisors had a couple of things on their agenda today. The first one I heard this morning was, well, it should be expected. They want to spend money to make sure that everybody in LA County knows that you can still get an abortion here legally. They want to get the word out. I know. I love it. I love nothing more than when like dopey local officials try to seize on to big subjects that are completely out of their jurisdiction.
And they're going
to
spend our tax money on that?
I don't know. It's an awareness, a public awareness campaign. I guess that means yes. I don't know.
Is there anything the public knows more about than abortion law after the last 2 weeks?
They think that the marginalized might not know these.
The
things.
Marginalized?
Yes. Low-income community people.
They do not have
access to healthcare or the news.
Television, internet? Everybody's walking around with a phone.
They're not looking at those stories.
If they don't
follow the Supreme Court.
If you're pregnant, odds are you do go to a doctor at some point.
So the other thing on their agenda was to see if they can get rid of the sheriff, Alex Villanueva. I mean, clearly, this Board of Supervisors has been around a long time, and most of the ones on this board now have been there a number of years. But they suddenly decided that they want to draft an ordinance to put before the voters on November 8th, a measure that would allow them to remove an elected sheriff with a 4/5 vote. That's what they want to do. And they don't like Villanueva. They made this clear. They battled with him his entire tenure, which began in 2018, which could end in November by people voting. I mean, isn't that the way you normally do it? But instead, they want this power.
Well, it's why they want the power. They want the power simply because he embarrasses them. And I found an article from 2021 when this idea first came up that the supervisors should be able to remove a sheriff. And it was the ACLU and other activists. And they're angry about Villanueva enforcing the law, cleaning up the homeless camps, arresting people for crimes. Remember, these activist groups who scream at LA County politicians all day, supervisor, city council, the mayor, they scream all day at them. And so all these politicians are scared. They're intimidated, and they also get a lot of money from these groups. And so whatever these groups say goes. It doesn't matter if they only have 1% support in the public. And they're so pissed off at Villanueva for doing his homeless encampment sweeps and just his tough talk saying, you know, we're going to arrest criminals. It makes them crazy. So they told the supervisors, you got to do something. And the supervisors looked, and there's nothing they can do. Because as the sheriff told us yesterday on the air, there are four ways the sheriff can be removed. Through a direct election, which we have in November. Through a recall, which never happened. You have to have a civil grand jury, but there has to be a crime that the grand jury is investigating. Or, let's say the sheriff is convicted of a felony and won't leave, the attorney general could step in and remove him. But that's it. That's a lot.
When you think about some of the numbskull sheriffs we've had, going back to Sherman Block and Lee Baca, no Board of Supervisors that I remember ever tried anything like this.
No, and those guys were out and out corrupt. Those guys were criminals. I mean, Baca is in a federal prison still.
Yes.
About 5 years ago? Longer?
He went away a couple of years ago, but he put it off for a long time right, because of Alzheimer's.
Right. So you've had an actual criminal sheriff. And the supervisors never tried to remove him. And some of those people were there when Lee Baca was sheriff. And so now they do it because the ACLU is screaming at him. And because he's actually cleaning up homeless encampments, which they should be doing.
So, not surprisingly, the LA Times editorial board has come out in favor of the measure.
Well,
you would think so, because they hate Villanueva, too.
They hate law enforcement.
The only thing they admitted in their editorial was that the way it's drafted right now, it's probably too vague. Allegations, yeah.
That's amazing.
Because allegedly you can only remove them because of criminal behavior is the first one, but as the Times editorial points out, they would already be removed if they're charged with crimes.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If they're charged with crimes...
It says upon criminal conviction, but it's
right.
Close.
And that's a grand jury can remove them, or the attorney general.
Right.
Or the voters can do a recall.
They've used the very broad term flagrant and repeated neglect of duties.
Wow.
And they think that that's going to lead to lawsuits if they try to use that part of the ordinance.
Yes. They're trying to see if they could put together something very vague and broad with a lot of weasel words, and then they're going to sell it to the public as something entirely different. Remember, when they have a proposition on the ballot, California politicians, their sales pitch often has nothing to do with what's actually in the referendum. You think Prop 47, which was the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act.
Yes,
right. And they didn't tell you that they were going to be dumping.
Oh, you think they'll put this on the ballot and make it sound like something else?
Oh, sure. It's going to smell like one of Gwyneth Paltrow's perfumes. Yeah.
The Cleanup LA County Act?
Exactly. It'll
only
be,
in the fine print does it say we can remove the sheriff with a 4/5 vote.
It'll be something just wonderful and fragrant and beautiful. But this is about the sheriff enforces the law and he cleans up homeless encampments, and we don't want that because we're a bunch of woke a-holes owned by every whack job rich boy activist in L.A. County. That's the county you're living in.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, coming up at 3:05, David Goldstein, investigative reporter at CBS2 and KCAL9, is going to come on the show, and he's going to name names. Well, he's not, actually. It's a preview of his report that airs tonight on CBS2 at 11. But it is about celebrities who use more water than they're allowed.
In Calabasas.
Yes, and that's the report. We'll name the names.
Do you know who lives in Calabasas?
The Kardashians?
Yes.
Justin Bieber, I think, used to live there, but I don't know if he still does.
I will bet a dollar.
A dollar?
That there's...
You're really putting it out there.
That the name Kardashian is on the celebrity list of people who use excess water.
If I'm not... I believe I'm right, because we talked about this water district. I think it's like Calabasas, Las Virginas. They really take this very seriously with the drought. So they're putting water restriction devices.
All their implants use a lot of water. You have to fill those up every morning.
I don't think that's water, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
No, I remember it used to be silicone, but that unhealthy because it leaks.
You got to fill them up every morning.
Well,
that's probably why. Well, we'll see if their name's on the list.
Well, he's not going to tell us. I think he's going to preview
tonight,
the report.
Tonight,
he wants you to tune in tonight to hear the
by
list.
By time, yeah. But I bet you whenever we get to hear it, there's a Kardashian on there.
Well, all right, I tell you what, Eric, let's play cut number two, the preview, and let's see what's in this, and we'll talk to David at 3:05.
We're in a severe drought.
Everybody needs to do their part. This is very, very serious.
But some celebrities are using more water than allowed.
These people aren't getting the message, right?
They're not.
They've been warned and even fined. It's all in a list obtained by CBS2. Which A-list celebrities are on the list?
Do you think these people just don't care about saving water?
CBS2 investigates tonight on CBS2 News at 11.
And they have, if you look at the actual video of the promo, here it is. Public talk show host, actor, rappers, comedians, influencers, musicians. They have like these words that pop up on the screen to tell you that's what's on the list. People that fit those categories. Influencers.
Oh, no. Can you imagine influencers not caring about our water crisis?
Influencers. You're considered one, so, you are an influencer.
Sure, I know. That's
officially
what I tell
with iHeart, you are you're on the influencer list. Didn't you have like a big influencer meeting?
When I introduce myself to people, it's like, hi, I'm John. I'm an influencer. Very proud of that. People are impressed. They go, you're an influencer? I go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It's like, oh, wow, I never met one. Cool.
And let me tell you what my top product is right now. It's called an exit bag. It'll solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, I'll sell you one.
All right. Of course, there is much that's been made of the Supreme Court's overturning Roe versus Wade. But this is one story I would not have expected to come out of this. It's a woman in Texas, Plano, Texas, by the name of Brandy Batone, 32 years old, and she's very pregnant. So she's driving in the carpool lane, and she gets pulled over by a Dallas County Sheriff's deputy, and he wants to ticket her for violating the 2+ carpool rules for that lane. Mm. What do you think she pulls out of the deck of cards? I pointed to my stomach and said, my baby girl is right here. She's a person. This is a 2-person car. They like that one?
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's right. Because Texas, right? I think Texas is after.
Texas does have, and she's 34 weeks pregnant. So
oh, really that's close. Well past whatever their limit is.
Right.
Because their limit is short.
And Texas is very protective. It says here, well, the penal code in Texas does recognize a fetus as a person.
Well, okay, then the person's in the little pregnancy bubble there, and you have a 2-person car.
Well, the cop responded to her that the rule applies to 2 people outside of the body.
It doesn't say that. He made that up. Doesn't say
so
that.
You're telling me if I gave birth while driving, I'd be okay.
Right.
Let me just pull her out for a moment. And
look, she got him. She's right. She had to go to court. She'll win.
She said that Roe v. Wade recognizes her unborn child as a living person.
That is correct. That's what the courts have decided. So
she told the local TV station, look, I'm not trying to get into the politics here, but with everything going on, this counts as a baby.
Oh, yeah. Plus, that's a hefty ticket. At least it is in California.
It's $215.
Yeah. And then they add all kinds of fake fees on top of it.
Right.
Yeah. Now, that's one of those big, big ripoff tickets. Because really, who gives a crap if somebody's driving solo in the carpool lane?
I know. You would think Texas, of all places, wouldn't care.
How many guys got shot and killed in a 7-Eleven last night? And we've got cops running around checking to see if you have a passenger in the carpool lane? Jeez. No, because the passenger in the carpool lane will make you $500. Guy getting shot at 7-Eleven, that doesn't make anybody money.
It is a revenue enhancer. Yeah. Are they still out there? Did anybody get pulled over anymore for carpool lane? Well, I know they have somebody in the toll lanes. I guess that's just the way they get it, you know, by picking up your plate number.
Yeah. No, well, I mean,
the transponder.
I still do it once in a while, and I've never gotten caught.
I think that's so annoying when I see that. It gets me so angry.
The Girl Scout show.
No, it does. It really does, because I know that if I did it, I'd be the one that would be pulled over.
Well, because you fly by going 100 miles an hour in a convertible.
I'm sure you go very slow, I'm sure.
No, but you've got one of those flashy looks when you drive by. Hair blown in the wind, convertible top down. You look like somebody who deserves a ticket.
Those big sunglasses.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's got the Hollywood sunglasses now.
The scarf.
Why did I chime in?
Have you guys seen the people that put the hat on the headrest next to them in the passenger seat shotgun? Oh, I see it all the time to try and get away with using the carpool lane.
No, I haven't seen that.
Depends if the cop really cares, right? If he really cares, he'll really take a closer look. But if not, he'll just accept that as a person, probably.
I don't know. How does the quota system work? Like, how many tickets does a CHP guy have to turn in? And how much money does he have to make? Because that really is the crux of it. If it's the 29th of the month and he's a few thousand short on his...
While the Texas Penal Code recognizes a fetus as a person, there's no language in the State Department, the Transportation Department's code, that recognizes a fetus as a person or a passenger. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and this goes, the next part here goes for anybody out there who's ticketed. If you actually fight the ticket, a lot of times you get it dismissed. And that's what they told her. Just go ahead and fight the ticket. They'll probably dismiss it, whether you're going to make your fetus argument or not.
Because the cops...
Because often the cops don't show up. Or,
right. So the state is going to spend money fighting a mom.
Yeah, I mean, it's a smart thing to do. It's the same reason that some of those crappy lawyers sue businesses over puny violations.
Wow.
They just want to collect the money from ones who won't fight it and pay. And the ones that do fight it, all right, we give up. Same thing with the ticket system. If you actually go to court to fight it, they'll be okay, fine.
Besides, most people
just pay.
Since they decided that men can be pregnant now, we should all walk around with a pillow under our shirt and say, hey.
That's a good point. I identify as a man.
That's right.
But, you know, I still have.
You want to come and prove me wrong?
All right, coming up next, we will be talking to David Goldstein, CBS2 investigative reporter, about his story tonight over celebrities in Calabasas who were using too much water.
John and Ken show. You get a lot of tickets?
No, I don't. I haven't gotten one in years.
Oh, okay, all right.
And I don't want one.
All right.
And I don't want to be pulled over either.
Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.